Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Felt good to get the first he's a slap under the old belt, Ken. That felt good. Now I feel like football season's officially here.
And what do we think of the title? Like, as you were doing it, did you feel like it came naturally to say he's a slap?
Yeah, and it was funny because like you were like explaining to me kind of like how you like felt it would go. And I texted like the exact same time. Like, it's basically like it ends with person's name, pregnant pause, he's a slap. So yes, it's a device.
Same number of syllables. Well. Right, is the old one. So I felt like it was easier to work in. Loved it. Yeah, very happy to have that segment back.
You like the Chris Godwin line the best, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you know who won? Atheists. That's what.
Because God lost. Thursday Night Football. And so did we on Thursday Night Football. All right, so 1 hour down here on a Tuesday. You bet BetQL. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. Jamie Eisenberg, CBS Sports fantasy football expert, joins us in 20 minutes. Nikki Football in 40 minutes with the UCL bet, Champions League bet for tomorrow. Can't wait for that. Joey Knish still to come. James Mazzola still to come. Power Hour, Final Hour still to come. The games Ken's already bet for NFL Week 2, highlighting the final hour of today's show. But right now, we are pleased to welcome in one of our favorite guests here, one of the best guests we have here, talking NFL on You Better You Bet. And that is Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the great Michael Lombardi. Insider call sponsored by the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into 10 grand. Enter now by texting PICKS to 20357. That's PICKS to 20357. You can also hear Michael on the GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast available on the Odyssey app.
Michael, if we kind of look at, you know, week one as a whole too. So Raiders win last night. They were an underdog. They went outright. Feels like we had, you know, basically more surprising results than we've ever had in week one of an NFL season before, if you define it by underdogs winning outright. And I know one result that was particularly surprising scoreline wise, and Nick did a little bit on it in the last segment, was the Green Bay Packers getting, you know, kind of blown out, humiliated even maybe a little bit by the New Orleans Saints in that game in Jacksonville. You know, kind of a similar question to what Nick just asked you about Monday night. How much of that game was really we were, you know, discounting the Saints and they're actually a great team, and how much of it was Green Bay's offense just really struggling and kind of no-showing that game?
Well, I think a couple things here. Look, I think we can't underestimate Sean Payton's ability as a coach, right? For the last 2 years, he's carried Drew Brees. I mean, Drew Brees has been able to throw the ball down the field for 2 years, and the Saints have been right there. Brees wasn't carrying the program. Payton was making Brees really effective, and now he's made Winston effective. I laid off the game. I liked the Saints in the game, but I laid off it because I didn't think the Saints could cover. I didn't think, because, you know, they're going to get Roby back now in week two. I know they have Lattimore, but I thought that they would have a hard time matching up in the secondary. But what I didn't count on when I broke the game down in my mind was how good the Saints defensive front was going to rush against the Packers and cause some problems. And I think a lot of it is, you know, the Packers' inability to really scheme it up. And when you look at the Packers against really good coordinators, you know, they're 1-for-10 on third down in this game. You know, I mean, it has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers' offseason. It had everything to do with the strategy and the planning of the game. And I think sometimes the Packers under Matt LaFleur fall short in that area.
Mike, what the hell happened to the Tennessee Titans on Sunday?
I mean, I loved Arizona. If you go back to week one of last year, Arizona had one of the most productive week ones of any team. They beat San Francisco when San Francisco was healthy, 24-20. They had 63 rushes and completions. What that tells you is rushes, when you add the rushing attempts to the completions, that tells you about your execution as a football team, right? Now, there's sometimes it doesn't tell you who's going to win the game, because clearly New England had more rushes and completions than Miami. They didn't win, but they turned the ball over. So what it tells you is execution. And Arizona's execution opening weekend last year was really good. I thought their execution would be really good this year based on last year. I also know that Tennessee's a disaster on defense. You know, I mean, I know they signed Bud Dupree. I know they signed Janoris Jenkins. But they had one of the worst defenses in the history of football last year. I mean, seriously bad. And I didn't think it's going to be able to get fixed overnight. It's going to take some time. It's the worst matchup for Tennessee. They have a team that can block up front and a quarterback that can throw the ball all over the lot. And Tennessee, with the heat and humidity, they get tired in the defensive front. And next thing you know, the ball's moving up and down the field. Plus, you got to play some of these teams early in the year. I think the Cardinals are a perfect example. When they can stay healthy, you know, they're pretty good. Their depth's not great, but their front is strong and powerful, and I knew they would hold up. I didn't think Chandler Jones would have five sacks and dominate the game, but he did. I think Tennessee's going to be a work in progress. I think they miss Arthur Smith, and I think it's going to take some time to get them fixed on defense.
Michael, would love to stay in the AFC South for a bit. So as you just mentioned, the Titans lose to Arizona, Colts lose to Seattle, and then the other two teams in the division, you know, I know a lot of people weren't really paying attention to this game maybe on Sunday or this scoreline, but Houston, who everyone thought was basically the worst team in the league, really
first place.
Puts it on, in first place, puts it on Jacksonville. I mean, scores a lot. Tyrod Taylor plays pretty well. Trevor Lawrence with a number of turnovers. Some of your takeaways from that game, and maybe, you know, is there some disaster potential with Urban Meyer and Jacksonville off of a pretty poor week one performance?
I mean, it was really bad by Jacksonville. They couldn't stop anybody. I mean, Houston really could have won the game further. I mean, they were in complete control. There's two things you watch during a football game: who's in the lead and who's in control, right? Buffalo was always in the lead in the Pittsburgh game, but they never had control of the game. And this was a game where Houston always had control and Jacksonville never did. Jacksonville's offensive line is not very good. I don't know what Jacksonville really wants to do offensively. I don't have any idea. I really don't get a sense that they have an idea. Defensively, I think they're all over the place. They can't rush. They struggle to cover. And Houston got open. I mean, Brandon Cooks was sensational. I said it all summer long on my show. I mean, look, how is Jacksonville a three-point favorite against anybody? Over the last 10 years, they're the worst team in all of football. Over the last 5 years, they're the worst team in all of football. And all of a sudden, they go on the road. It was the media that made Houston really bad. It wasn't the talent on the team. I mean, their left side of their line has two first-round picks, right? They've got Brandon Cooks. They've got Nico Collins as a receiver. They've got other players on that team that are really good. They got three running backs that Baltimore wishes they had. You know, I mean, they're really good. And, you know, Tyrod Taylor's not great, but he doesn't make mistakes. He's a good leader. He's not going to turn the ball over. I mean, I don't think they're going to win 12 games, don't get me wrong, but I don't see why they were a home dog. I didn't understand that.
You bet BetQL. Barkley Tuesday, Chad, National Football League Week 1. We'll spin it ahead to Week 2 in a moment here with Odyssey Sports NFL insider Michael Lombardi. Mike, you mentioned the Steelers-Bills game, won, of course, by Pittsburgh outright as a 6.5-point dog. What did you see from those two clubs spinning it forward to Pittsburgh taking on the Raiders on Sunday and the Bills visiting the Miami Dolphins?
Well, I mean, I think when you look at Buffalo, they couldn't make an explosive play in the game. I mean, Josh Allen went back to 2019 Josh Allen. He was inaccurate. He had guys open down the field, couldn't make a throw. You know, his longest pass play was 39 yards to Gabriel Davis. And, you know, when they don't make plays in the passing game, when they're not able to throw it down the field and get chunks, it's hard for them to move the football. Their offensive line showed some liability. I think Melvin Ingram really helps Pittsburgh a little bit, gives them another rusher. You know, TJ Watt was really good. And once Pittsburgh kind of got control and was able to block him a little bit in the second half, they could move the ball. Look, I don't think anybody in the league that studies tape thinks Buffalo's great on defense. Buffalo has to play from in front. Buffalo has to be able to score and allow their defense to be opportunistic because they've had a hard time stopping the run in the last 2 years, and they're going to give up some plays in the secondary. So, I mean, give Pittsburgh credit. I mean, Mike Tomlin, all he does, you know, I was down on Pittsburgh pretty much in the spring thinking that they were going to have a bad year. But the more you study Mike Tomlin and the ability to get his team ready to play in all three phases, I was impressed with them, and they've made some nice additions. I mean, they get Joe Schubert from Jacksonville, you know, as a linebacker for basically Jacksonville's paying his salary. And, you know, I mean, he's a good player for their defense. They've done some nice things this offseason to improve their team. I think that that was a game that Buffalo just didn't play well, and it starts with their quarterback.
Michael, two teams that won in week one and sets up a matchup between them in week two that I think now is really, really interesting. This game between San Francisco visiting Philadelphia. So Philly obviously looks really impressive against Atlanta. San Francisco gets up a lot against Detroit and then kind of the craziest final 3 minutes you could possibly imagine. But they play well and they score a lot of points. San Francisco, a 3.5-point road favorite at Philly, who looked great in week one, obviously blowing out Atlanta. What are your thoughts on that game and what we saw from those teams in week one?
Well, I mean, look, Philly got really fortunate in week one. I didn't think Atlanta played this badly. When you watch the tape, I didn't think Atlanta played this badly. They had the opening two drives. They took the ball right down the field, and they just kept getting themselves killed with penalties. I mean, Atlanta had, I think, at least three offensive pass interference penalties on plays that every team in the league runs. And it put them in the hole. And then once it got to begin 22-7, the game was over. But, you know, I thought Philly did a nice job. I thought you could move the ball on Philly's going to be a zone team. If you can block Philly, San Francisco will move the ball on Philadelphia. They're way too fast out of base personnel for Philadelphia to be able to match up to them. And then I think Philly, you got to do a good job of controlling Jalen Hurts in the pocket. I mean, Jalen Hurts was able to shake a couple tackles. They had him sacked in Atlanta, and he broke tackles, and he ran out and made plays. So, you know, you've got to control him in the pocket. You got to make him play quarterback. You can't let him run around and do whatever he wants to do back there. You know, it's a long year. I'm not ready to anoint Philadelphia as a great team. I think Philly's got a chance to win the East only because they're good in the offensive and defensive line. And everybody talks about how great Washington is on defense. I mean, does anybody realize Washington gave up 73% on third down in the game against the Chargers? They gave up over 475 yards. You tell me a great defense that allows somebody to have 73% conversions against them.
And now Washington's starting quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick on IR going to miss 6 to 8 weeks, which means, Michael, it's going to be Taylor Heinicke on Thursday Night Football starting against Daniel Jones and the 0-1 New York Football Giants. Right now, the football team a 3.5-point favorite. The total of this game is low, as you might expect, at 41. What's your initial take Thursday Night Football again? Taylor Heinicke and the football team laying 3.5 against Big Blue.
Well, I think Washington got embarrassed by the Chargers, right? And I think that this is a game they should dominate. I mean, if their strength is their defensive line against a bad offensive line, they should be able to dominate. And I think that's really going to be the issue. Can New York block them? And they did last year. They won two games last year by blocking them. And, you know, Daniel Jones continues to turn the ball over. I think the Giants' offense is one of the worst offenses in all of football. They do nothing to help the players. They have no imagination to it at all. You know, Saquon Barkley's not ready to play yet. I mean, he's just not ready to play. He's coming off an ACL. He's got no burst or explosion. I mean, it's not there yet. It could come back at any moment, but it wasn't there. I think they had 16 carries for like 27 yards between Barkley and the other back. And okay, so, yeah. Like, this offense is really going to struggle. So, for me, I think Washington, this is a game Washington's the better team if they play better on defense.
Man, yeah, Jason Garrett really inspiring a lot of confidence right now for New York Giants fans. Michael, this was awesome. We really appreciate you coming on the show. Fantastic breakdown of week one, spinning it ahead to week two. We look forward to having you on again soon on You Better You Bet. Stay well.
Thanks, guys.
That was Odyssey Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider call sponsored by the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into 10 grand. Enter now by texting picks to 20357. That's picks to 20357. You can also catch Michael on the show that he referenced, the GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast available on the Odyssey app. Man, Michael likes Washington, huh, on Thursday night. I already bet the Giants, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I bet the Giants as well at 4. I think at 3, 3.5, it starts to become kind of an interesting conversation. But if it's a low-scoring game between two division teams, like just laying a number more than a field goal just seems like historically not a great idea. But he could be. It's not like the Giants are good. He could definitely be right. Like, it's
yeah, well, like we know they're not good. Yeah, right. No. That's not up for debate. The Giants
right,
are bad.
A certainty. Right.
Sticky football coming up in about 25 minutes. Soccer picks for tomorrow. But coming up next, Jamie Eisenberg, CBS Sports fantasy football expert, getting us set to bet week number two.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.